This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. With the opening of six stations in Covington last Tuesday, Red Bikes, now available on both sides of the Ohio River, now has 50 stations in greater Cincinnati. And since its launch last September, more than 46,000 rides have been logged on Red Bike. Here to talk about bike sharing and the continued growth and popularity of the service is Jason Barron, Executive Director of Red Bike, and Doug McClintock, Operations Manager. Doug and Jason, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Glad to be here.
Jason, where did the idea for Red Bike come from?
Well, Red Bike, bike share started in the U.S. In 2010 in Denver and in Washington, D.C. and a couple other places. And in 2011, a group of local leaders through Leadership Cincinnati, which is the Chamber's kind of leadership development organization, started studying it for the city. And they were a really dedicated group of folks kind of moved that along over the last 3 or 4 years. And then in 2013, they did a feasibility study and they set out to find an executive director to kind of really put this into motion. We started raising money. They hired me. We were running and gunning, and lo and behold, we launched last September, 30 stations throughout downtown, over the Rhine and uptown.
Now, is the Cincinnati program modeled after a similar program in another city? You mentioned several cities, Denver, and I think Columbus also had one earlier. And are we modeling?
Correct. There's probably over 40 cities now in the United States that have bike share of some sort. And so there are a couple main vendors that offer it. We're part of the B-Cycle system, so we get all of our bikes and stations from B-Cycle, which is owned by Trek, which is really cool because you can use your Red Bike card in a lot of cities around the country. You can use it up in Dayton. You can use it in Indianapolis, Denver, Nashville, Charlotte, a bunch of places.
Doug, what makes this Cincinnati an ideal place for this kind of thing?
Well, I think Cincinnati has a very, very vibrant urban core, and with the redevelopment that we've seen over the past several years, it really lends itself to people who are involved and spending time down here. It's a transportation solution as well as a recreation option. So we're seeing a lot of usage on both of those things. With the urban basin being what it is, we have the ability to really encompass several neighborhoods, being over the Rhine, downtown, and now as we've moved over the river to northern Kentucky, we're really being able to span that. So people have the opportunity to, even if they are from outside the urban core, come in, drive, park in the urban core, and just use Red Bike to get around for a day, for an evening. Really becomes a transportation solution that allows them to do that. So residents here that have the option to use this as their daily transportation, it's great. But it also helps people who are visiting our city from that aspect as well.
Does the fact that we have a strong bicycling community in Cincinnati, does that help as well?
Absolutely. And as that continues to develop, we feel that Red Bike is an important piece and an important cog in, sorry the pun, but to use that in this specific development of our bike culture here. And I think with Red Bike, we've really bolstered that quite a bit.
Jason, what's the difference? How would you define this? What's the difference between this and, say, just a traditional bike rental service?
Great question. So bike share is all about a system. So at this point, we have 50 stations throughout the community, and you aren't renting a bike. So you aren't saying, I want this bike and I'm in charge of this bike for this many hours. What you're doing is you're accessing the system. And so you can take a bike from Fountain Square and take it up to Findlay Market, leave that bike, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. Now you can do whatever you want to do. You can shop, you can have a sandwich, you can get a cup of coffee. Then when you are done with that, you can come out, grab another bike, and off you go to your next destination. So you're really getting access to this network of, at this point, 380 bikes and 50 stations. So it really takes all the hassle out of bike riding. So as you mentioned, you know, we have a really strong bike culture around here. But one of the things that we think is pretty interesting about Red Bike is that we're getting all these new people into bike riding. We like to joke that bike share is kind of like a gateway bike, right? And so, you know, and one of the reasons we've been so popular is that it turns out that it's just fun to ride a bike. And so, you know, a lot of folks, you know, when we turn 5 or 6 and dad gets us out there and we start riding our bike with the training wheels and he's holding on to the back seat, then he lets go. And, you know, we're all excited because what that is that's freedom. And it's the first time that we've been able to have freedom to go do what we want to do. And that's really cool. And then you get to be about 15 or 16 and all of a sudden your friends start getting cars, you know, people start getting driver's license. And now it's not so cool to ride a bike. And for all too many of us, we stop. And that's the last time we ride bikes, right? Which is why they have a saying, it's like riding a bike, because we never
Absolutely.
Get back on a bike. And so the cool thing about bike share and Red Bike is that this is an opportunity, no hassle. You don't have to buy a bike. You don't have to invest in anything. All you got to do is get access to our system and you get to ride a bike again. And it turns out that's a lot of fun.
So why was Over the Rhine? I think that was the first place this was deployed. Why did you pick Over the Rhine?
I mean, it's not really, I mean, it's on some level, it's a little intuitive where they go, right? So you want to go where the most people are. And downtown and over the Rhine are the biggest population center in Cincinnati, right? The most density, the most businesses, the most people working in a dense packed area, right? So we were able to launch in our initial launch, we had about 20 stations downtown and 10 stations uptown. And naturally, uptown is our second densest area of employment and population as far as living in one place with university, with all the hospitals, with some of the hospital related industries that are up there. So that was kind of a no-brainer to launch. But we were, you know, people took to it so quickly and people were so excited about it that instantly we started getting calls from folks in Northern Kentucky, Covington, Newport, Bellevue. They were also interested in seeing what they could do to get Red Bike into their community. And so we had a really great opportunity to kind of really push this along quickly. And so we used the coming of the All-Star Game as a really great impetus to say, look, we need to get this installed by the All-Star Game. We need to put our fundraising hats on and really get out there and beat the streets and raise this money so that we can have this up and running in time for the All-Star Game. Cause it's such a great community uniting event for all of us. And so we were able to do that. And the people responded really great in Covington, Newport, and Bellevue. And lo and behold, we've got stations up and running over there.
Doug, how much of an impact do you think the All-Star Game is going to have on the service?
Well, judging from our weekend this weekend, if that's even the beginning of a barometer, I've been joking with Jason that I'm kind of pulling my hair out. As operations manager, it's my job to make sure that the bikes are where they need to be when they need to be there. And honestly, we don't know what sort of an impact, except it's going to be a massive impact. We really think that, what we've seen with baseball games in the past, this has become an outlet for people to come downtown, have a meal, enjoy themselves, and then get to the game. So we're working on some strategies there to be able to make sure that we can handle the massive amounts of people we see using those bikes in those areas. We have a number of stations by the ballpark. We have three or four that are within striking distance there. It gives us some ability to balance that, but we think it's going to be a great opportunity for people to park in Northern Kentucky, come over and see the game just by getting back and forth with the Red Bike. The impact is going to be significant. But that is exactly why we're here and we're staffed up to make that happen. So
I mean, the bottom line is the All-Star Game is going to bring a lot of people, energy, and money into downtown Cincinnati. And with that, there's going to be a lot of traffic. There's going to be a lot of road closures and stuff like that. And Red Bike's kind of an ideal way to help with that.
Absolutely.
We're an alternative form of transportation that's really going to help people access the city in a new and different way. And that's true of all events, right? So it was great for Bunbury. It was great for Midpoint Music Festival next year. We find that it's great. I mean, it was great for the Pride Parade on Saturday. We had a really great spike around that, which was really exciting to see some of the photos of people out on the bikes in the parade. It was really great. And the All-Star Game is going to be no different, right? It's going to be another great way for hopefully folks to enjoy all that Cincinnati has to offer using Red Bikes. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think everybody's so excited to have the All-Star Game here, is because it's like we get to take the plastic off the furniture. We're having company over. We're getting everybody fancied up, right? We're doing it up right. And Red Bike's one piece of that. We want people to use the Red Bikes to see the city, to see all the fancy stuff we have going on, all the great events, everything that we as Cincinnatians know and love every day. We want to share that with the world.
And Doug, step me through the process. How do I check out a Red Bike? How does that work?
Well, there's a couple different ways you can do it. If you are an internet savvy person and you'd like to purchase a pass online, you can either purchase what we call a 24-hour or a day pass. That is available purchase online. That is also available to purchase at the kiosk. All you need to do is have a valid credit card, and you can go to the kiosk and choose, I would like to rent a Red Bike. It'll ask you for some information. You'll have to accept a user agreement, slide your credit card, and then you can release a bike. And you can then take that bike around the city for as long as you'd like. There is a charge if you keep it out after 60 minutes. That's kind of the key and the trick that's a little challenging for some people to grasp upon first use, but you have a 60-minute window to get from point A to point B, from station to station. If you check it back in within that period of time, you don't end up paying any more than that $8. And that's kind of the hinge point on it. Now, if you do want to keep it out longer, you're more than welcome to. It is $4 for every additional half hour beyond that initial hour. And you can keep a bike out all day if you'd like for $28. That means you keep that bike all day. As long as you get it back within 24 hours, you're not going to incur any fees above $28. So we've kind of added a little bit of an option there for folks who want to have a longer bike ride or ride far out into the hinterlands of Cincinnati, as it were.
And that kind of goes along with Will from Covington called. That kind of goes along with what he was saying. Mm-hmm. He says he's noticed that several times that people are confused about how to restart their ride after the first ride.
Absolutely. You just need to take your bike back to a station and you dock your bike back into the station. And then you go to the kiosk and swipe the same credit card again. It'll recognize that you're a member and you have an attached account and you can then take another bike right out. So I tell people, and no one's taken me up on this yet, but if you want to ride for 24 hours, you can technically ride for 24 hours. You just got to check a bike back in every 60 minutes and then you can do it. No one's taken me up on it yet.
Okay. How many bikes are in service right now, Doug?
We're in the process of building a number of bikes right now, mm-hmm. but we will be, by the time we reach the All-Star Game, at 380 in service in the system.
Okay. How do you keep all those bikes in good shape?
It is a pretty much around-the-clock effort. We have a group of technicians who spend a lot of time out in the field rebalancing bikes, taking care of our system, taking care of our stations. And their job is also to go out and perform maintenance on these bikes. So they're out inflating tires, checking, make sure brakes and shifters are working, really kind of doing the nuts and bolts. And occasionally you find a bike that may have a flat or something like that. That comes back to our shop, and then we address that there. We have pretty quick turnaround on that now that we've got our staff levels where we needed to be, and we're making things happen quickly on that. So all tooled up to keep the bikes in the fleet in good service.
Jason, there were some questions earlier about helmets, how people weren't riding without helmets. Mm-hmm. They're not supplied by Red Bike. Are you seeing more and more people bringing their own helmets? Or?
We are. And in Ohio, you know, wearing a helmet for folks that are over the age of 16 is optional. And so we always encourage everybody. It says that right there on the bike, you know, you should always wear a helmet. That's the safest way to ride a Red Bike. And we always encourage that. Cities around the country are dealing with the helmet challenge in different ways. You know, the reality is one of the great things about Red Bike is that it's really convenient and it's right there whenever you need it. You know, you just walk right up to it. The bike's there, ready to go. You know, there's been some different options people have tried for helmets. Some folks have tried like a helmet, kiosk or like almost like a vending machine for helmets. Which I think has some, you know, we've been monitoring kind of the success of that. So far, they've seen really low utilization of it. It hasn't really taken off. And I think you don't have to look any further than the idea of kind of a bowling shoe for your head to realize that that's yeah. something that people might not be super interested in. We're definitely pursuing different ways to get a hold of some bikes. I mean, helmets aren't especially expensive, but to get a nice helmet that people want to wear a lot, they are kind of expensive. So we're trying to explore different ways to partner with folks, or maybe to partner with a foundation to try to get some funding for that, to try to help make that available. One of the key things, though, in the helmet discussion is that, you know, bike shares in Cincinnati is a really safe activity. You know, you're mostly biking on downtown streets or even uptown streets where you're kind of going from stoplight to stoplight. Cars aren't going super fast.
It's relatively level for the most part. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And so, and one of the things we're excited about as well is that, and this is feedback we've been getting too, is that as more bikes are introduced to the streets, people are, both cars and bike riders are learning to get along better. And so, you know, numbers say that, you know, say if 10% of the population ride bikes often, then that's a small amount of folks and cars kind of don't necessarily interact with them a lot. But if we have all of a sudden have double that are riding bikes downtown, people start to learn more about that. People start to experience it more. People are pretty patient, really. I mean, honestly, in the time we've been doing this and we've been up and running for about 9 months now, I think I've been beeped at maybe once, and I ride the bikes quite a bit since it's my job.
I get beeped at, but then I get waved at, and hey, Red Bike.
That's exactly what I was going to say, which is it's much more common. I mean, almost every day you get somebody that honks and like waves at you, and people are really excited about it. Both people driving cars and people riding the bikes, or even people walking around the streets.
Hey, so you're getting a good reception. Have you looked at enough data, Jason, to figure out whether the peak periods for use is it during the workday, weekends?
Well, not surprisingly, summer's been good for us. Turns out that's who would have guessed. But it's about like what you could expect. It's almost the same as if you were to just say, when are people on the sidewalk, right? Which is we've got a rush that goes from about 7:30 in the morning until about 9, and that's the early morning commute. We see it pick up again around lunchtime, and then it picks up again at dinner time, or at the time people leave work, and it pretty much stays busy throughout the evening time. Same thing. It's busiest on, or it's Monday's usually our slowest day. By Wednesday, we've kind of ramped up. Wednesday's yep. going good. And then Thursday, Friday, really busy days. And then Saturday and Sunday have been our busiest days so far, by far.
What about the cold months?
The cold months are the cold months. You know, there are definitely ridership is down in the cold. You have to be
But you're still getting ridership.
Yeah, we are, absolutely. Yeah.
We still had 2,000 rides in January. So
exactly.
Really good ridership still.
Yeah, people, you just got to bundle up. You know, the thing is, it's slow speeds. You're not doing the Tour de France here. So you're not doing 30 miles an hour. So
And we can turn a 20-minute cold walk into a 5-minute cold bike ride.
Absolutely.
So that's a better That's a better equation.
That's
for
a better
right
option.
There. Yep.
Jason, are you ever concerned about the bikes being stolen? I mean, how secure are they?
The bikes are incredibly secure. So first of all, they're really heavy duty bikes. These bikes weigh about 50 pounds, which is really great because it makes them a lot easier to bike ride on.
They're hard to lift in and out of the van, but they're hard to steal,
easy to ride.
Yeah, correct. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, give me a few of the sites around town where people can find a Red Bike Station.
Oh, well, so you can always, the best way to do it is to download our app, B-Cycle Now, and that shows you where all the bikes are in Cincinnati. You can also use that to look at other systems. So if you travel, you can always use that to change the systems. But that shows you all 50 stations that are in downtown, over the Rhine, uptown, north side now. Plus, we're in Eden Park. We're in northern Kentucky. But just the biggest one. So our busiest stations so far, Fountain Square is really busy. Findlay Market's a great busy station on the weekends. We're at the Aronoff Center. We're down by the river at the Freedom Center, at the Reds ball game over at Sawyer Point. And now we're in Covington, too, at Mainstrasse and Roebling Point. We're over in Newport. We had two stations at the Levee. And we're even over in Bellevue, Port Bellevue, by all the restaurants over there. So,
Have either of you ridden station to station and covered the entire territory yet?
I don't think I've done it in one fell swoop, but I definitely have. I've definitely ridden to each station at some point. Yeah. So,
but just yesterday, so Newport was open for the first time this weekend, and just yesterday I rode from where I live over by the Convention Center in Cincinnati, over the Purple People Bridge, and up to meet some folks in Newport who were actually contributors, really, really great folks, up in the East Row Historic Neighborhood. And I was able to go from one end of town to the other in 10 minutes. And that's about what it would take me in my car. And so it was really, really convenient to do that.
It was beautiful. And it was a beautiful day to be out riding a bike.
It was a great day to be out riding a bike.
Well, and
absolutely.
It's funny because yesterday was our best day ever. We had 1,000 rides yesterday. So which is our first kind of really beautiful day with the expansion. And that beats our previous record by about 350 rides. So
Wow. It
was really impressive. And it shows that the expansion is really doing what it's designed to do. You mentioned in the intro that we've already had 46,000 mm-hmm. rides. As of this morning, we've had 49,800 rides. So just since I sent you that email.
Just in that short amount of time.
We've already had that many more rides. And so we're on track to really blow away our kind of projections we had. And I think what that's attributable to is that Cincinnatians have really embraced this. They're excited about it. They're having fun. They're enjoying it. And ultimately, like I said, it's really fun to ride a bike.
Now, are there plans to expand Red Bike into the suburbs of Cincinnati, into the suburbs of northern Kentucky?
We've only been active for 9 months and we've already almost doubled. We've got a couple more stations we're going to put in later this summer. Bike share so far around the country works best when it's in kind of a tight urban area. Even now, our stations that are further out receive less ridership than other stations. But we're a nonprofit, and our goal is not necessarily to make money, but to service the community. But we have to make sure we at least cover our expenses. So one of the things we'll be looking at is whether or not it makes sense, and if it does, how it makes sense. One of the things is, when you expand out into other communities, you have to really look at making sure that you're expanding out kind of an even distribution. So, you're kind of covering the whole city at the same time. And that really adds to our costs as far as getting people out there to service the bikes. It takes much longer to drive out to like College Hill to service bikes or something like that. So we'll see, but it's definitely something we're looking at. We want to allow more people to use this and enjoy it. And so we'll see in the future.
Well, Jason and Doug, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Jason Barron is executive director of Red Bike, and Doug McClintock is operations manager for Red Bike.